My name's Brad Allen. I'm the skipper of the Nalu, which is owned by Austral Fisheries Australia.
How long you been fishing here?
I'm out of Cairns now for 26 years.
What keeps you coming back?
Just the adrenaline, the thrill of the chase. It's just a different lifestyle and, yeah.
What kind of a chase have you had this season, the Tiger season 2016?
This season's pretty good. It was probably one of our second biggest ones that we've probably had over the last 10 years. Not as big as last year, was an exceptional year. This year was a little bit down on last year, but the prices are much better, so it should be a good Christmas.
Particularly if you like prawns, the rest of us as consumers are very pleased to see you back in port with your catch, but how much of this product will actually end up overseas?
Probably with our company, maybe about 50% stays in Australia and the other half goes overseas. We're doing this product now, Skull Island, for the big prawns, so the prices for them have really risen, which helps us out a lot. So a lot of that is in the Australian domestic market now, so the Australians will get to taste some of our awesome product.
How were conditions in the Gulf of Carpentaria this season?
The weather wasn't too kind to us. There was a lot of rough days this year. Just about every second day was rough, so makes it a bit harder on the crew and the boat and all the equipment, and you just want to go home sometimes.
You're in your wheelhouse here. Just what kind of conditions, like what kind of weather do you see coming across your bow?
We'll get green waves will come straight over our bow. Our bows are roughly about 4 to 5 metres out of the water, so that sort of puts in perspective of the waves that we're working. Sometimes, 6 to maybe 8 metres in the extreme conditions. And in the Gulf of Carpentaria where we work, there's not many islands to run and hide. So we basically got to stay out there and just keep putting every day in. It's hard sometimes, but that's what we got to do.
There is so much capital tied up in these boats and the licences to be out in the Gulf. How valuable is each day? What kind of pressure are you under as a skipper to make everyone count?
Yeah, we're under heaps of pressure because obviously it's seasonal work, so we only sort of basically away from home for about 7 months of the year, so every day counts regardless, but still saying that, we still want to bring the boat and the crew home safe as well. So, yeah, it gets pretty stressful sometimes, but you got to do what you got to do.
4 of those 7 months represent the tiger prawn season. How does that differ, or what is unique about the tiger prawn season compared with the other seasonal fishing you do?
Tiger prawn season is, it's all night work, so we only fish 14 hours a day. So basically, just all night time work. There's closures in the daytime, so we're not allowed to fish in the daytime to give the stock more time to regroup in continuous years to come. The first season that we did was the banana prawn season. That's 24 hours a day. The banana prawns mostly like to be out in the daytime, is where we catch our biggest catches, and tiger prawns prefer the nighttime. So two different sort of species with two different attitudes, and they're all very cheeky.
The personality of the prawn, you've had 28 years to consider the behaviour of prawns. Are you getting better at catching them?
I wouldn't say better at catching them. We get a little bit wiser as we get older, but they're a very unique species to catch, and every day is a different day. So some days when you think you know what's going on, you're on top of them all, they do something completely different and you've got to change your strategies and start all over again.
I don't know, Brad Allen, you're being very humble. I hear that you've just managed to snare top boat again for the tiger prawn season. What kind of tonnage did you pull on board here on the Nalu?
For the tiger prawns, we had 50 tonne of tigers, and we had about another 10 tonne or a bit over 10 tonne of endeavours and bananas mixed in on top of that as well. But tigers this season is our main target species, and it's been very good.
So how does that compare with your expectations, say, when you were setting off 4 months ago?
Anything over 40 tonne of tigers in 4 months, I think, is an exceptionally very good season. And we've done, a little bit more than that, so it's ticked all the boxes. Boss man's happy.
But coming off the best ever season, one that people will be talking about for decades, does that kind of, recalibrate everybody's expectations about what a good season is?
Yeah, it does. That's correct. It's but every year is a different year. So last year, you've got to set your benchmark. So some nights 500 kilos not enough. Sometimes you can't catch 500 kilos. So every year or every week's a different week where you've got to lower your benchmark or lift your benchmark. And just sort of depends what the other boats are catching as well. There's no use of sitting around getting 300 kilo a night when there's more to be had. So you really got to be in the hunt pretty much all the time.
You mentioned that you do have to pull up stumps during the day. How does a trawler crew keep themselves occupied or amused during those long stretches?
After they do about anywhere, 14 to 16 hours straight, after we do network and processing, boat maintenance and stuff like that, during the daytime they're very keen to get a couple hours sleep before we start again the next night. So the season we've just done now, we've just done 130 days at sea. So it's a long stint, so everyone sort of gets pretty worn out towards the end of it.
You earn your money.
We earn our money, that's right, yeah. There's no lying around, sitting around doing nothing for long periods of time. There's always something to do.
But having said that, Brad Allen, I can see that the gear's coming off the trawler at the moment here at the wharfside at Cairns, and there are a few toys that I can see here. This little drone, now what do you put that to use out there doing?
Well, it's all new to us, this drone work, so we've been doing a little bit of footage, just watching sharks and dolphins and the nets, and basically the boat from a different view, bird's eye view of what actually goes on, which is cool. We've done a lot of work with GoPros, and now we're sort of getting into the drone sort of side of things, so it answers a lot of questions that we've always wondered, so it's pretty interesting.
And you can also, I guess, share and bring a little piece of your world back to shore with you.
That's right, yeah, we do have on websites and stuff like that, Austral Fisheries, where there is drone footage and underwater footage that we do out at sea. So for people that live on land that don't understand what we do out at sea, there's always footage on the internet via Austral Fisheries that what we actually do out there and how we pack our prawns, and it's a very unique industry.
For now, Brad Allen, you're back in port. You've got a long seasonal closure ahead of you, Christmas and a bit of a break, but I can see that there's still a frenetic amount of activity going on the wharf here. It's no rest for the wicked.
No, that's right. So we've just come in today after over 4 months at sea. We've just unloaded everything off the boat, so the boat will get a refit for the next 4 months. The prawn stocks will regroup for us to start again on the 1st of April next year, so everybody gets a rest and we get to go home and see the kids, families, wife, and hopefully have a nice, enjoyable, relaxing holiday for a few months and get ready, and we'll be nice and keen to start work again next year.
Ready to come back and do it all again?
Yeah, not at the moment, but yeah, next year we'll be right to go, ready to go. We'll be nice and keen by March. The bank account will be very low, and the wife will be sick of me and be time to go back to work.
Brad Allen, thanks so much for having me on the Nalu today, and I'll get out of your way while you finish up this season 2016.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Good on you.